Let's begin at the beginning. Take partners. Come out into the middle of the living room and parade in step to the music, in step to the music of a sprightly march.
On your feet, on your feet. One right and one left. Now, if you're not going to dance, you might as well stay at home, not have to take a bath. Let's start a little dancing.
Triangles lend their sparkling tones to the music. The pizzicato fiddles make this a delicate overture from start to finish.
Ready, set, and begin.
I expect this new instrument will produce a colossal sensation. Clarinets, trumpets, and French horns contribute a major share to this part of the festivities. She hears strange and curious noises.
Let's have everybody but the fat ladies and old men dance. Everybody but fat ladies and old men.
Ready, set, and begin. Right, left, right, left.
Hands twirl, hands twirl,
right.
And everybody twirl.
Terrific. Now that you've got the step down, let's try moving forward and backward.
Now, doubly important becomes a series of questions and answers, of repetitions and contrasts. Actually, the so-called development.
Just relax and take an easy four-count walk in place. Feel the beat? Okay, that's all there is to it. Let's try it a little faster this time.
And a little twist and dance. And a little twist and dance.
Make sure to swing your arm to gain momentum to turn you all the way around in a complete circle, complete circle.
A world of magical apparitions glitters and flares around me. It's as if something great may soon happen. Some work of art must come out of this chaos. It may be a book, an opera, or a painting. I haven't the faintest idea.
The syncopated step coming up should be easy for you.
Finish.